Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the second edition of BRIF, the Brussels International Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Wang Xiaoshuai. Welcome.
大家好, 我是王小帅.
So, Mr. Wang, we start probably from your latest film, So Long My Son. I really enjoyed the journey of this film. After watching, I thought that maybe it's all about... It's a film about memories, and the idea of memory that is probably is the only thing that we are left with. I wonder, really, what was the most challenging thing for you to make this film? Maybe it was also to try and create memories that were very as real as possible, although maybe you were too young, you know, for that time to live it through. So, like, what was the most challenging thing to make it so veritable and so true?
你说得很对。 就是中国现在的社会发展是非常的快。
I think you have made a perfect point. As you may know that China is going through some drastic social changes for the moment related to its development. And sometimes when you find yourself in a period for the rapid development, it is very hard for you to preserve the memories and also to preserve the past. I myself is very much attached to this issue. That's why I have been trying to work on the preservation of memories and also the preservation of the past in my film. The most challenging things for me in this film is that I have been trying to restore all this time, all these moments that we have been through during our growth, which, you know, nowadays in China, it doesn't exist anymore.
And we know that, of course, the city for you is a constant source of inspiration. But here we have also like the parallel between city and rural life. And I wonder where from you drew upon all these beautiful moments and details of rural life. You actually started, you went there, or also from the tales of your parents or ancestors. How did you create the universe of rural life in So Long, My Son?
我们出生在60年代。 所以呢，电影里表现的从八十年代直到现在。
Actually, I myself, I was born in the 60s, and this film has been covering the period from the 80s till nowadays. And that is to say, we have all been through all these basic elements of the old times. Even we were very young, but for the life we have lived, we are very marked by it. So related to the production and also restoration of these beautiful details of the rural life in my film, I have a team, I have a very professional team working in that aspect related to the mise-en-scène, the costumes, the props, etc. We have all been trying to extract from our memories, from the old times, some basic elements and try to identify the same elements in our current life. If we can no longer find such places, we will try to restore it also by ourselves.
电影里有一段是在
I might share with you one example. So you will see there is some takes in the field which has been set up against the backdrop of a Chinese small village very active in the fishery related economic activities, which is located also in the province of Fujian in China. To have found such an ideal place for our shooting, we have been through many other options. But finally, we settled down on this small village, as even nowadays it has been also very active in their daily life to practice the fishery-related activities in this village and by the village people. That is also, it is not a simply touristic village by the sea, but it is the real village still active in this activity. That's why we can achieve all these beautiful takes in the film.
There's a recurring theme, like a concept in your films, that probably can be called the concept of migration and the feeling of home. So migrants, also the future prospects in life, you know, a new life, a new beginning. In this terms, sometimes you see contemporary China almost as a migrant in its own land.
这个电影里面在分两个主要两个部分，一个部分是在内蒙的。
This film is divided in, into two parts, which have taken place, respectively in two regions, as, the Inner Mongolia, and also the province of Fujian. So we can start from the first part in Inner Mongolia, where we see the factories. As a matter of fact, most of the people who have been built up the factory and have been working within this steel factory are mostly migrants from other parts of China.
那么到了福建呢，是我们的一对夫妻主人公。
And so the second part is what we could see, the couple who has lost their child, has decided to move to the small village by the sea in the province of Fujian. And for me, it constitutes a kind of escape for this couple from their previous life, and it is also what we call the new migrant. The reason behind is that at the beginning, well, from 90s onwards, following the opening and reform of China, Chinese people have more possibilities to, or have more options for their lives, as they can choose to live in somewhere else just to try to have more earnings. This was not possible before in China before.
And one last question, maybe always using memories a bit. When you think about your beginnings, so, you know, with Frozen, Days, do you see sometimes after so many years of filmmaking, you know, constantly, year after year, you see something, you have some evoke, you know, like you see something, some images or some ways to approach filmmaking, although right now, of course, you're in a different status, you know, like you you probably have much more access to fundings as before, but you still see some moments and some ways of making films that are still the same as those underground years.
看我以前的电影直到现在。
So what I can share with you is that I believe that to have watched my previous views, you could know why I become myself nowadays. So, and there's two things for me that I share even nowadays with also my previous films, the approach to make the film, two things. So the first is my concern is always laid on my focus, and also my concern is always laid on the people, and especially the marginalized people, and sometimes even some people who used to stay at and considered or perceived as mainstream, but because of some elements or incidents, they may have been marginalized. This is where my stories come from. And the second point is, even from the early 90s till today, I'm always focusing the moment, the current state, the status quo of the moment within the society. And these are the two things that I think that I share even nowadays in common together with my previous filmmaking experiences. And just in short, what I have been doing is to trying to keep a retrospective view on the contemporary history of China, and also to honor the memory.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wang. Thank you for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.